K-Rock 955, Tom Lingy and Loggy. Lingy is away, as he is always on a Friday, but also because it's the tail end of his holidays. A man who is almost as iconic from Geelong, and he is certainly working his butt off at the moment, unlike Lingy, is Xavier Rudd, who hits town this weekend for a big show at Costa Hall. Good morning, Xavier.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks,
We're
mate.
Good. Yeah. We're so excited that you're coming home, and I'm sure that must be pretty special for you as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's few and far between these days, it seems. So, yeah, definitely be good to get back to the Geelong area.
Yeah. So, when you say it's few and far between, you're coming to the tail end of a 38-date tour around the country. So, you've obviously been on the road for a while. But prior to that, were you somewhere else recording music or what?
Yeah, well, I live up in southeast Queensland now, up on the sunny coast.
Nice.
Beautiful.
I've been up there for quite a while. I recorded an album during the COVID time, which we're touring now. I guess prior to that, I mostly do most of my playing overseas these days. So when I'm home, I'm just cruising. And Queensland... I'm loving, so I seem to not get down south very much.
Yeah.
Don't blame you with the weather out there, mate.
This album, your 10th, so you've been a busy guy. Jan Juck Moon is the album title. And obviously, that's pretty special to see Jan Juck touring around the world, which is pretty cool. What is so special for you about Jan Juck, and if the moon, you know, did we sitting out there one time and you just thought, this is the kind of moon I like.
This is it.
The Jan Juck moon.
Well, no, there's a bit of a story to it. I actually wrote that song about 15 years ago, which is the title track of this record. And at the time, I was leaving the Jan Juck area. I grew up there. And there was a huge moon at that time that scientists were saying, I think it was the closest it had been to the Earth, and it was this huge, big full moon.
Oh, yep.
And there was a lot of stuff sort of going on in my world, and that I wasn't fully across. And it was sort of an unsettled time, and I just felt like that big moon was sort of taking me away.
Yeah.
And so when I was like writing this record during COVID and stuff, and the world sort of went mad, I was reflecting a lot on my career, on my life. And so I was sort of looking back a lot, you know, and that's when I thought it might be time to release that song, which I sort of kept as my own. Like, it was sort of a personal song, so I hadn't really, I hadn't thought about releasing it. But this album seemed to be the perfect time. It's like 10 records now that I've made over sort of 20 years, and it may be my last. I'm not sure how long I'm going to keep doing this.
Okay.
So, don't do that to us, Xavier. Come on.
Yeah, it sort of felt like, you know, it sort of felt like a full circle thing, and it was nice to sort of spiritually bring it home through the music, you know?
That's a beautiful story,
yeah.
And I'm glad there's a lot more to it than what, cause I'm not going to lie, before I heard the song, I thought it might have been your own take and maybe a bit of like a clap back sort of West Coast, East Coast rivalry a la Tupac and Biggie with Tina Arena's Sorrento Moon.
Oh,
You know, Jan Juck's over this side, Sorrento's over that side, you know. I thought I was going to listen to see your praises daily, you know, just with a bit of ditch in there or something. But no, not the case.
Yeah. In a bit boring kind of hippie way, I guess you could say it was like that.
Mate, well, yeah, anything...
Nowhere near as cool as Tupac.
No, you're up there, mate. And look, the thing is, bit of a different vibe. I do love on stage, it is sort of like you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I'm amongst the music. You've got instruments everywhere because you're playing everything. You're doing everything. The background that I saw when you played at the Palais up in Melbourne only this week or last week, you've got Bunjil there in the background as well. I love Bunjil.
Yeah.
That your set looks absolutely amazing. How did you throw it all together?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, it ties into to home. Bunjil is the totem of the land down here. Yeah. And Nathan Patterson is a local artist, is an amazing artist. That's his painting. That's his artwork.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm actually going to be stoked to see Nathan. He's going to be there in Geelong on the weekend. And he's such an incredible artist. And you know, I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but he's done some of the jerseys for the Cats and the Indigenous rounds and stuff, and like, you know, he's just an incredible artist, and so yeah, stoked to have his work as part of it, because we've got a pretty cool light show on this tour as well, which is sort of, it's pretty thematic, this whole show, so it's a bit of a sound and light journey, so yeah, nice. It's cool to have, to sort of have him tied in there as well, and have that big eagle as a symbol of the whole thing.
Yeah. You are heading off overseas, but also, I believe, from what we read on the website, you're wrapping things up in Fanny Bay, up in Darwin, before you do head overseas. You're going to be hitting Mindle markets at all with the guys there, where they do the didgeridoo. I don't know if you've been there, and there's a guy there, he's got about 16 of them, and he plays them, and he gets the drums involved as well.
No, I haven't actually ever been there, but in my 20-year career, I've had about 150,000 people told me that they saw me at the Darwin market.
Yeah.
Like, I've never actually played at the Darwin market, but yeah, somehow there's another one of me there, I think.
We'll go there and hit him with a cease and desist. He's only been doing it for about 30 years. So.
Or maybe if you want to go toe to toe.
He might hit me with one.
He might.
He might hit you with a bit of Sorrento Moon. You never know.
Yeah.
Never know your luck in the big city, mate. Looking forward to it, though. Tomorrow night, Costa Hall. Tickets are still available. Hit up geelongartcentre.org.au or xavierrudd.com. Xavier, mate, chook us for the show. Great to have you back on home soil, and all the best for the rest of the tour.
Thanks, guys. Nice talking to you.